a last-minute deal to extend the life of the Terra Nova oil project means an end to sleepless nights and stressful days for many workers. Joining me now as we continue to get reaction to the agreement in principle is Dave Mercer, president of Unifor Local 2121, which represents 800 workers in the offshore and 300 on the Terra Nova project. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are happy, and I say we because there was a lot of people involved with this, but it's a great day to wake up to instead of the dreary days that we fought for yesterday.
Yeah, and just your reaction to the deal.
I don't know the terms of the deal or the terms and conditions of the deal. That will be coming in the next few days. The thing about it is that Suncor is still working with the partners. There is a deal, they have to dot their I's and cross the T's. But hopefully we'll have people back and working sooner than later.
What are you hearing from your members?
Well, they're happy. They're elated. The stress is relieved somewhat until they get back to work, obviously. But they're happy.
How many jobs do you think this may mean, and potentially for how long?
I couldn't narrow it down to a target number, for the 10 years that hopefully the Terra Nova will be out there into production, it's going to be 3,500 jobs, direct, indirect, and for everybody in this province, and the tax dollars will start rolling in. We'll help with the economy, and that's what our members are doing, and they're happy that they can once again. Nobody likes paying taxes, but the thing is that you got to pay taxes to keep this province going, and they're happy to be able to do that now.
How optimistic are you that the agreement in principle will be sanctioned by the fall?
I'm pretty confident that it will, and right now I don't have any worries about it whatsoever. I look forward to working with Suncor and the partners in the very near future.
How do you think the government handled all this?
I think they handled it well. It's negotiations, and if a lot of people who haven't been in the negotiations, sometimes it's there's things that you have to do and things that you have to say to try and bend your way or the other. But Premier Fury and Minister Parsons and the staff in their department, they did what they had to do. We're happy that the outcome is what it is. The opposition, Dave Brazel and Lloyd Parrott with the PC and Alison Coughlin with the NDP, they did their job too, and it's all teamwork. There's so many people that, we need to thank for all of this. Charlene Johnson with Noya, unbelievable passion, Noya is lucky to have a Mary Shortall with Newfoundland Federation of Labor. Awesome support on this and other issues. Dennis O'Keefe, former mayor of St. John's, Danny Breen, they all had a role in this. It was all teamwork, the federal government as well, Suncor for their determination in making the right move and doing this. And certainly Unifor National, Scott Doherty, Linda McNeil, Dan Valente, for their unwavering passion and support for this local. And I can't go without saying that, Gary Pinson and Paul Brake and Steve Taylor and Robert Cody and Dave Tizard and Michelle Compton here in the office, our executives work very hard. And a lot of times they had to put up a lot of my frustration just to get to where we are today. So we're happy.
Dave Mercer, president of Unifor Local 2121, which represents 800 workers in the offshore and 300 on the Terra Nova project. Thanks for this.
Thank you.